Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.
I realized yesterday I'm a little bit of a bitch. Just a little bit. Actually, a lot. So, Hot 96.9, I went to grab a coffee yesterday, and the dude that was, like, attending me?
Okay.
I don't know, barista? What do you call him? Whatever. The cash register dude.
Yep.
He was really bad at his job. Like, I was ordering a drink, right? Right off the menu. Like, right off the board.
Nothing special?
Nothing special. And he kept on saying it wrong. And I was like, nah, man, it's the one right there. It says it on the board. And he, you know, he said to me, he goes, well, I can't see the board. I only have what's in front of me at the cash register. And I was like, I was about to go off on him and be like, so do you want me to change my freaking order? Because you can't see the damn... But then, for some reason, in my head, I always get very, oh, you know what? Maybe he's brand new. Maybe this, maybe that. And I talk myself out of going off on people. Always. I just want to have that moment.
Never do it. Always go off on them. Especially in customer service. That's what you do. Your job is to wait and serve people.
Yeah, I want that moment. I wish I could be more like Melissa.
Yeah. Well, I was just about to ask, so that you never did go off on the person. You just...
No!
Let me guess. You left and you were going off on your insides and
Oh, inside I was going off like crazy. I did that thing where you get in the shower and you're like, this is what I should have done.
That's normally what Melissa does.
Normally. Yeah. And Romero, I do have to say that normally, yes, I do keep it in because I'm not a confrontational person unless I get really angry, which... Coincidentally, last night, I got really angry because I was at... Pebbles and I went to go see Dirty Dancing last night. We were in the theater district.
I'm so jealous.
And you know that, like, before shows in the theater district, every restaurant is completely packed. So I went into this one place. I won't say the name, but it's a sushi spot on the corner of Stewart and Tremont. I'm so angry. I walk in. I tell the host I have a table for four. He says, okay, we have one. It's upstairs. It's our only table we have. We'll go clear it off for you. Woman goes up to clear off the table. All of a sudden, as I'm sitting and waiting, three other parties come in after me. A party of two, a party of two, a party of three. They're all going upstairs. I'm like, oh, they're probably at a reservation or something. The woman comes down. I'm like, is my table ready? And she's like, oh, no, I just sat somebody down at it. I didn't know you were. I go, you didn't know? Like, I just said table for four. You said I'm going to go clear off your table.
Yo, Alyssa.
Yo, Ramiro, when I tell you I was so angry, I yelled so loud. The people that were on the first floor all turned around and looked at me because they thought I was crazy. But I'm sorry, when I'm hangry, you can't mess with me or my food. I was so pissed.
I was going to say, are you real pissed or Melissa pissed?
Because
you a lot of times say you're really pissed, but you're not very scary.
I understand that's typically how I am.
Her blue hair turned red.
Right.
And so I left, and then I went, and what do you do to a business that gives you crappy service?
Bad review.
You write a bad Yelp review.
That's the white person's way out.
I wrote a scathing Yelp review last night because I didn't tell you this part.
I'm very upset at you. I'm going to give you one star.
When I told the woman that,
under an alias.
I said, you need to go tell that party of three that you just sat down that you made a mistake and there was somebody else waiting. And she looked at me, rolled her eyes, laughed in my face, and walked away.
Wow.
Did you ask for anyone else?
No, it was just her and the host that was there, just the two people.
So
and I was talking to both of them, and they were both, like, wicked rude to me.
And your thing was writing the Yelp review?
Yep. After yelling at them in front of everybody.
Don't we actually have the Yelp review?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Want to read a little bit of it?
It's too long.
It's too long.
It was pretty much just like, you guys suck and you laughed in my face. Like, how disrespectful.
Oh, that's it?
And who did you write it as?
Oh, I wrote it as Janice.
Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.